Hey there, Bryce here with a quick message before we hop into today's podcast. We love pulling this podcast together for you, and we love that we can make it available each day for free. What we would love even more, though, is for as many kids as possible to be getting their daily dose of our sugar-coated broccoli. And that's where you can help. If you're listening on Apple and have a moment, we'd love it if you left a review and spread the love. It helps us grow, which is crucial if we're going to continue to do what we do. Thanks for your loyal support, and now it's time for the pod.
Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello, fabulous Squiz Kids listeners, and welcome to the Kids vs. Adults weekly news Squiz. Your chance to see who's had their listening ears on and been paying the most attention during the week that just was. I'm Christy Kidgerina. All week in the Squiz Kids Today podcast, we've been bringing you the big news stories of the day run through our kid-friendly filter to make sure you know all you need to know about the world around you. Now it's time to test how much of the week's news you've retained and in the process, see who's smarter, kids or adults. Plus, of course, because it's a Friday, we've got all today's birthday shout-outs and all the shout-outs for the weekend coming, including the birthday reggae tune, because it wouldn't be Friday without it. Here's how the quiz works. 5 questions for kids about the week in news, then 5 questions for adults. Whoever answers the most correct questions wins. Easy peasy. You ready? Let's do this. All right, kids, here are your 5 questions. Question number 1. Monday of this week was Earth Day, and we told you in the podcast that the theme for 2024 was planet versus what? Is it A, pandas, B, plastic, or C, politicians? That's right, the theme for Earth Day 2024 was planet versus plastic. Question number 2. Last week, St. Stephen's School in Western Australia had a huge birthday, turning 40 years old. And to celebrate, they set the Guinness World Record for firing something out of 2013 mini cannons. What was it that they fired? And I'll give you a hint, it's something you'll often see thrown at weddings. Nice work if you knew that it was confetti. Question number 3. We told you this week about Catherine Bennell Pegg, who achieved something no other Australian has before in the form of a very cool job. She became the first Australian what? And you might say that the job is out of this world. Good work if you knew that she's the first person to qualify to represent Australia as an astronaut. Congratulations, Catherine. Question number 4. PM Anthony Albanese has been getting his exercise this week. In remembrance of the soldiers who fought and died there during World War II, he's been walking the Kokoda Track. In which country is the Kokoda Track located? Is it A, Papua New Guinea, B, New Zealand, or C, Turkey? Well done if you knew that it's our neighbour to the north, Papua New Guinea. Question number 5. Did you attend an Anzac Day service yesterday? There's a very famous piece of music that's played on the bugle at Anzac Day ceremonies. Did you hear it? Here's a little bit for you now. What is the name of that tune? Congratulations if you knew that it's called The Last Post. Yeah! How'd you go, kids? How many did you get right out of 5? Reckon you're going to beat the adults? Yeah, I reckon so too. All right, adults, now it's your turn. Fire up the old grey matter. Here we go. Question number one. Which late 1990s supergroup reunited for one song only at the 50th birthday party of one of its members last weekend? Great work. If you need it, it's the Spice Girls, who got together for an impromptu version of their song Stop. Question number two, and sticking with music, Taylor Swift has done it again. Her latest album has been smashing records since it came out just about a week ago. What's the title of this new chart-topping Taylor Swift album? Yeah, I'm sure you've heard. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. Question number three. It was a really tough game for the Australian men's under 23 soccer team against Qatar this week. They didn't manage to score in their Asian Cup qualifier, meaning that unfortunately they won't be competing in the Olympics later this year. But what is the nickname given to this young Aussie team? Is it A, the Socceroos, B, the Kangaroos, or C, the Ollieroos? Well done, adults. If you said C, they're known as the Ollieroos. Question number four. We learned this week that Google announced an update to the choice of routes that will be provided to motorists in its Maps app. In addition to the fastest route and the one without tolls, what is the new choice now on offer? Is it A, the slowest route, B, the route that passes most shops, or C, the most fuel-efficient route? Yeah, it's C, the most fuel-efficient route. And apparently you'll be prompted to get out and take public transport as well. Question number five. The iconic 1980s Hollywood heartthrob Kevin Bacon returned to Payson High School in Utah, USA this week to deliver a speech just before the school's final prom, after which it's going to be demolished. Which classic film concludes with Kevin Bacon dancing up a storm in that very school? If you're an 80s child like me, you'll remember that it is Footloose. How'd you go, adults? How many did you get right? Did you beat the kids? Who won bragging rights this week? If you've missed any of these cool news stories throughout the week and you want to refresh your memory, all of this week's Squiz Kids episodes are available for a re-listen wherever you get your podcasts. That's the end of the quiz, which means that now it's time for...
shout outs.
It's Friday, April 26th, Hug an Australian Day. For most of you listening, that should be pretty easy. But make sure you ask people's permission before you go hug crazy. It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and over the coming weekend. And because it's a Friday, let's crack out the old birthday reggae tune. Hit it. It's a big happy birthday to Josh from Cannon Hill, Lily from Yass, Grace from Wollumbye, Alicia from Underwood, Taiwan from Rochdale, Alexandra from West Croydon, Jude from Barden, and Jaron from West Albury. And belated birthday shoutouts go to James from Newmarket, Lachlan from Southport, and Paige from Wellington Point. Well, that's all we have time for. I hope you're enjoying these quizzes. Don't forget, there'll be a new one dropping first thing every Friday morning. And the best bit? They're absolutely free, just as is all our other excellent content. We're talking a Squiz Kids Today news podcast on Monday, Wednesday and Thursday, a Squiz Kids shortcut or a Squiz the World every Tuesday, and for all the teachers out there, there's a classroom companion. Our teacher-produced classroom activity sheet, curriculum-aligned and tied to the daily pod on Mondays, and whose entire back catalogue is able to be searched via our website. Check it all out at squizkids.com.au or simply subscribe to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app and all the audio content will magically appear. For now, this is Christy Kidgerina signing off and reminding you to get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.